you learn a din from two sources, Sara Shaveh, you learn a din from one source, you assume it's going to have the details, they'll have the same rules as its source. If you learn a din from two sources, you assume it would be limited to the chiddush of those two sources. If I say, as the Gemara in Davar Bamanal says, Avno Sakino Maso, they fall off the roof, and they create a stationary hazard on the street below. The Gemara says it's not pure Aish, it's not pure Bar. From Aish alone, I wouldn't know this case is high. From Bar alone, I wouldn't know this case is high. But for the combination of the two, now I do. So, the Rosh says, there were Rishonim who believed, that means this case of Avno Sakino Maso, which is generated by both Aish and Bar, can't be any more chamor than either case that created it. It'll only be chayv in cases where both Aish and Bar are chayv. Only if it's not Tamun and it's not Kelim. Because Aish is Patur HaTamun. If Aish is Mazik HaDam HaTamun, you don't have to pay. If a Bar is Mazik Kelim, you don't have to pay. So, this case can only be chayv in the case of both Aish and Bar be chayv. Many Rishonim, many Baal HaTosfos say that. The Rosh refers as Yesh Min HaGedolim. There are Rishonim who said it. We saw it in multiple Tosfos. It's a Tosfos at that Beis and a Beis by Keren Talusha, Keren Mechuberis. He just assumes that. Both Tosfos and the Rosh will assume if it's based on a Tzad HaShavah of the two, then obviously it can't be any more than where it's coming from. Well, maybe we'll come back to that Tosfos actually in a moment. Tosfos Daf Gimel Beis certainly made that assumption. Tosfos Daf Hei Beis twice makes that assumption. Seems very logical. The Rosh says, nah. The Rosh says it's not true. The Rosh says, look at these cases of learn from Bor and Shor over the course of Davav, but yet they're Chayv and Rosh HaSarabim. Rosh argues that the Shor that we mean is Shenker Regel Akeren, after all, you're Chayv and Rosh HaSarabim. And yet, Shenker Regel and Patur Rosh HaSarabim, these cases are Chayv. These cases are Rosh HaSarabim cases. So the Rosh will be left up against the Rosh said, well, it's basically really Bor. They're not really a combination. They're basically Bar with a tweak. It's basically Bar, the vase as broken glass and on the sidewalk, that's basically Bar. I would have thought this place was part of it. I didn't actually put the glass there. I put it on the rooftop and blew off. The wind assisted. Kohamurbo. So Aish teaches me you can ignore the fact that Kohamurbo. Aish teaches me you can be chayav despite the fact he had to assist from some natural force. But basically, it's Bar. Aish just like makes a ha'ara. I would have thought that the wind's involvement would be really important. You see from fire that the wind's involvement doesn't make me bother. That's for the Rosh Tech. But basically, it's Bar. And that's why it has the kulos and chumras of Bar and Bar alone. And we left over the problem yesterday, which was different. But the logical problem remains. How is it possible that a thing could be more chamor than the lamed, could be more chamor than the melamed, the source case? Doesn't make where did it come from? After let's unpack the question a little more. If the Torah never told me any type of nezek, you would have assumed that you don't pay. Maybe you would have assumed that it's usur to allow your property to do damage, but it doesn't mean you have to pay for it. You did not bear it. You did not make that true. But the fact that Beis Din can force me to pay, that's a chiddush, which I would not have known if the Torah would not have told me. But Kadosh Baruch Hu comes along in Parshas Mishpat and tells us, well, your mazik, you do have to be chayav. Your property is mazik. You do. You are chayv. You do have. You are chayv to pay. You do have to pay. That's a chiddush.
The Torah told me in particular cases.
The Torah told me borrower is chayv to pay, but not always. The Torah says borrower is chayv to pay on non-kalim. The Torah never told me that borrower is chayv on kalim, which is why you're punter. The Torah described an animal falling into the bar. But not for Shama Shara Kamar, an animal falls in, then you gotta pay. The Torah never told me that if a kalim fell in, you have to pay. The implication is kalim, you don't have to pay, it's only for the animal. The Torah says, oh, you lit a fire and spread it, burn someone's haystack, the gaddish, not pay for the gaddish. Oh, means something that's visible. The Torah never told me that you have to pay for something which is common. But that remains Potter. Eish remains Potter on top. The Torah is there in Mechadesh, but Eish is Chayv on top. The Torah is only Mechadesh, the Eish is Chayv on Goli, on the Godesh, on the visible haystack. The Torah is only Mechadesh that bore your Chayv on the animal. It was never Mechadesh your Chayv on the clean. So we ask the Rosh, as the Brisker Rav does, I don't understand. The Torah, well, basically it's bore. It's basically a bargain. If I just need Aish to help out, what do I mean to help out? I need Aish to tell me, don't worry, you could be chayiv even though there's a koach acher ma'ur involved. You could be chayiv even though there's the wind is involved. That's not really what Aish teaches me. Let's be precise. Aish teaches me that you could be chayiv on galui even with koach acher ma'ur involved. The Torah is never mechadesh in your chayiv on Talmud by Aish. So we're still stuck with this limitation. Even if you say basically it's bar and Aish is helping out, basically it's bar and Shar is helping out, it's very nice, but still the helping out is showing me you could be chayiv, but Shar is only chayiv b'shus hanizah. Bar is only chayiv on Shar, Aish is only chayiv on Golan. So how do you end up saying that the new case is more chayiv than any of the two cases that generated? That's a problem. That was a problem which we left off yesterday.
The Rosh said,
well, basically it's bar. Right? The guy says, very nice, basically it's bar. But still, I need Aish to prove, Aish is an assist, to show you could be chayiv in the korach urbo. It's not really precise. Precise would be your chayiv on galui in the korach urbo. Aish doesn't prove your chayiv on Talmud, but because Aish is patra on Talmud. So, what's your logical basis to say that Abdul Hakim Aso is chayiv on Talmud, even if it's, right? But the Rosh should definitely tell you something. So let's play it out. So what the Brisker Rav says, and this is in light also of what Nadav raised yesterday, which is that the Mishnah really made sound like Tzad HaShav is like global. Here's the tashah of all Nezikin. So that's what Brisker Rav says, that's what the Rosh believes. Brisker Rav says, if you read the Rosh Lali carefully, he's saying like this. You have multiple avos Nezikin in the Torah. The Torah says you're chayiv if your mazik like this, you're chayiv if your mazik like that, you're chayiv if your mazik like that, you're chayiv if your mazik with Shane, you're chayiv if those mazik of Bar, you're chayiv if mazik of Aish. So what emerges from all of that? As the Gemara told us on Daf Yom Beis, I could have learned all the Avos Nezikin from any two. And borrowed any other one, could have generated all the rest. Right? And the Gemara said, so what taku? Why do we have to bother to write Shane? Just write Bar and Aish. I learned Shane from there. And the answer is, Lehil Tosehim. Meaning, I wouldn't have known that Shane is part of Rishon Sarah. The Mishnah says, you know what the Rosh understood from that? It's not true that you're chayiv when your animal eats because of shame. It's not true that if you light a fire and the stuff next door burns down, you're chayiv because of ish. It's not true that if you drop a glass bottle in the street and leave the shards there irresponsibly, that you're chayiv because of bar. Not really, according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, you're chayiv not because of bar or ish or shein. You're chayiv because nizkei mamon. exactly as Nam says. The Mishnah says, when all is said and done, the chayiv to pay the cause nezek. That's a single mechayiv. That's the story. Now, the Gemara is saying that here the days, but the reason why the Torah gave me so many details, so many different cases, is lehil choseyen. The Torah wanted to tell me that you're chayiv to pay because of nezek, but the Torah added a new twist. You take any case of nezek and see how you're going to categorize it. The Torah says, although you're chayiv on nizkei mamon in general, there are categories, four or five, maybe six categories, if you want to include other mazik. There are four or five categories, bar, eish, karen, shein, and regal, which are the one or two. And every case of nezek will be slotted into one of those categories. You're chayiv because it's a nezek, but each, all nizkei mamon get divided into those four or five categories. And what's the significance of that? Because the Torah assigns unique twists to each category. Depending on what flavor you are, you get a particular patur. If you belong to the bar group, you're patur on kelim. You belong to the eish group, you're patur on tamar. You belong to the shein v'regel group, you're patur v'shusarav. Karen, one way of thinking about it, again, maybe this has to do with Pagamis, Kikas, Pagamis, Ramona, but one way to think about it, if you belong to Karen, you only pay chatzinez, migufa. But the reason why you're chayim is because of this amount. You're chayim, again, Karen may not fit into this. That's fine. Okay, that's the part. Where, as we saw, the new one that Hayim base itself deals with the issue of Pagan's Kimon, Pagan's, are you fundamentally chayim or Pagan Karen? So let's talk about for now, like Bar, Eish, Shein Berego. You're chayim because your mama was Mazda. And as not that point, that is the simple reading of our Mishnah. Let's have Shalom Shabbat. Shadar Mahazik, is a mazikin that you're responsible for. So if something happens, you're on the hook to pay. This is the Dagra Mazik you're responsible for, and as a result of your responsibility, damage occurred, you have to pay. Fundamentally, you're chayiv all the time. It's not that. Think about the Rosh. The Rosh is clearly saying it's not that the Torah is machadesh that by bar you're chayiv sometimes on behemah benah and kelim. It's not that the Torah is machadesh and ish you're chayiv sometimes, but other times you remain patur. No, the Torah is machadesh. The aggregate of all these parashas teach me you're chayiv on mamon fashenesim. Period. Step one. And then the Torah superimposes peturim. Fundamentally, you're always chayiv for the rush. Then the Torah superimposes peturim. That's a chiddush. It's eretz hakasa. You really should have been chayiv. You have property. Damage occurred. You were irresponsible. You got to pay. It's a very straightforward equation. The Torah is mechadish, a quirk. The Torah, a rule. Whether we cannot figure out the rationale, the Torah said, Eish is part of Tavim. Bar is part of Kiyam. Why? Fundamentally, because. Because that's the rule. Why is it that if carbon chatas is nekeva, carbon ol is a zachar? We can maybe talk about the symbolism of it, but fundamentally, because that's the same answer. That's the rule. Bring the ol to zachar. Bring the chatas to nekeva. Ka. 95% of chatas is nekeva. So here, the Torah says, it's a nezek, you're chayav. As with carbonos, actually. There are different flavors of carbonos, there are different flavors of mazikin, and each one has its own unique rules and regulations. But fundamentally, you're chayiv across the board. That's why there are two layers here. There's a chiyuv, and then there are these separate quirks, peturim, that are superimposed on top of that. But it's not the Torah is machayiv you sometimes. It's not the Torah is machayiv you separately on bar and ish. The Torah is machayiv you on Nezek, always. And then each of Nezek, each category has its own patur. With that in mind, a lot of things make sense. Number one, the Rosh himself. Right? He keeps saying, and he's got all the coolest of Hermes of Bar because he has Shein Bar. Eish is just proving that this still fits within the world of Nezek. In other words, Eish just shows me that don't think that when the Torah has left the first din, that we're mechayim for Nizkei Mammon, you have to draw the boundaries of that. I would have thought maybe it was on the height for Nizkei Mammon that are totally directly attributable to me. It was me plus some natural force. Sure, I own. I don't own the wind. I could have thought that's beyond the bounds of the core here. So Eish teaches me, no, you see that the universe of Nizkei Mammon includes even places where there's Kol Kach Merubah. Great. That tells me that this case of Anzakir Maso is in the world of Nizkei Mammon. Right? So Shayna, Chayim. Period. It's in the world of Atah Shava of all the Nizkei Mammon. Now we have to figure out. It happens to be there's a new separate, the second din, Xeris HaKasim, each Av has its own Patur. So now we have to figure out which Av does it belong to. Belongs to one category. Which is the most like? It's sort of here, it's sort of there, but it's more like Bar than any other. I think it was Akiva, maybe? We suggested yesterday that maybe the reason why we see the Bar as more dominant in that, wasn't it? Who suggested after share? The reason why we see Bar. That was suggested. That was suggested. That there is a very good bar. But, oh, it was Ari. Thank you. Why is it that we see that basically it's bar as opposed to basically shar? It could be different reasons. There is the fact that the definition of bar is a stationary mazik. Maybe also, and that's something to think of, what are the core definitions of each of the mazik, which Gemara will deal with it at that phase in the funeral. Ari suggested maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's because the Eish, it's similar to Eish in how it's set up. It's similar to in the set, in getting it to the place of the Nezek, the preliminaries are Eish-like. The wind blew it there. But the way which actually was Mazik was Bar-like. Step one was Eish, but step two was Bar. So maybe that's why it's more Bar than Eish. Be that as it may, the Rush is now logically, we appreciate the logic of the Rush now very much. Once you see it, you look back at the language of the Rush, that there's a core chiyuv, two separate things. Fundamentally, the Nizkei Mammon are chayiv. Period. That's what the Mishnah told me. And then the Torah superimposes particular kulas for each category. So once we know that it's chayiv, which is step one, we know the Kol Kach Merubah is not reason to be potter, so you have the chiyuv. We know that, so then we have to discuss, okay, now that I know it's in the world of Chiyuv, let's figure out which of the four or five categories does it belong to with the corresponding rule. And that's why, for instance, Tosus also, on Gimel and Beis, said to the Rashbam, how could it be, Rashbam says, Bor de lo avnas hakim aso de lo afkirinu, it's shar. Well, it's not purely shar, right? It has to be shar and bor together, because it's emor rachayim. That's what the Rashbam said. Obviously, it's a tzara shovem, shar and bor. The Tosa said, how can you say that? If it's a tzara shovem, shar and bor, top Tosa in the middle days, then we should be makel with both sets of kulas. That's clearly not the case. It's clearly not the case. We're only given the rules of Shor according to Rav. What? The Tosus left the Rashbam to Tamiya. But we would say, no, the Rashbam winds up with a Rosh. Yeah, you use Bar to help, but fundamentally, it's primarily a case of Shor. Because for Rav, but the category of Bar is a Nezek that I don't own. Whereas for Shmuel, the primary definition of Bar is not that I don't own it, but it's the fact that it's perhaps stationary, Takol. Again, that's Rashbam's one of these. Rashbam is aligned with the Rush, while the other Balatoses are the Yesh and Hagadola. Or you'll take a look at that Taylor base as well. Two small Toses that both assume that the Tosus assumption, Tzara Shavi Omat, you have the coolest of both. Again, the fundamental machlokas is this, is that the Balatoses weren't working with Sveidina. Balatoses are saying, the Torah was mechayev me on Eish sometimes. of all the cases of Nezek, the Torah said, you're chayiv on Eish if it's galois, but not if it's tam. You're chayiv on bar if it's what's it called? If it's behema, but not if it's kalim. If it's kalim, bar by kalim, or Eish by Tamon, that remains potter, as it would have been originally. The Torah was never even macharish a chiyuv. So if you look at it like that, the separate chiyuv, bor is a machayiv, Eish is a machayiv, Shev Rev is a machayiv, each one is a separate machayiv, and each one is a limited machayiv. Torah's only machayiv here, not there, so then you're going to come out assuming that Sada Shava should work the way Tosas thinks it should work. But the Rosh is looking at is there's a fundamental global machayiv in this game on. And then the second step is there are separate, and that's across the board. And then there are superimposed kulas for each category. That also would explain why the Gemara Daf Gimel and Beis said, Kol Chachamur, Eish is Kol Chachamur, Bo and Tzchayev. So Rashi and Rashba, we saw in Tosfos on that day, say, one second, and that Bavi said Kol Chachamur was the reason to be Potter. It's a Chiddush, Eish is Chayev, despite the fact that the wind is blowing. So Rashi and Rashba start working very hard to figure this out. The Scrub says that's because Rashi, Tosfos, Rashba, they all have that, what we're seeing, the Tosfos style approach. But the Rosh, gorgeous. We're not trying to say, you're not chayiv because you're called Chayiv Murubo. You're chayiv because you're Niskei Mama. We're all trying to figure out which category you belong to. Chayiv Murubo isn't a chumra, it's just a description of a case that actually drives kulos more than chumras. It's not why you're chayiv, it's why we apply the kula of the patur of Mama. And finally, the riff is glorious as well. Because, you remember, we had left off, what's the whole kasha of the Gemara to begin with? What's the whole shayla of the Gemara? Why would I think those in love give it span? Remember, the Rosh had, we saw the riff, and we said, oh, well, the shayla is, now that we notice that there are differences, variations between how much you're chayv and different types of nezek, so we started wondering, maybe he told the same off Kayotzman. Maybe the Av is a moment, but the Tolda is a Tam. Maybe. Which at first struck, we said, we read the Rif, but that seems like an absurd Havami. Why would you be any different than your Malami? If I'm learning Shar from Seh, why would I think the Dinum of Shar is different than the Dinum of Seh? If I'm learning this chakha because of lahanasa from Shane, if this is chayiv because that's chayiv, so of course they have the same rule. If this is chayiv, the same extent that that's chayiv. Why would I have thought otherwise? As Biskarav, the Russia's insight is aligned with the Rif and Ram. What's true for Tzad Hashav is also true for single parent Nibur. Because fundamentally, in the end, you're not chayiv on the Tolda because it's Yah. You're chayiv on the Tolda because it's part of the world in this came up. For the Rosh, and he suggests for the Rif and Rambam, the kulas are sort of superimposed. Fundamentally, you're chayiv, and then the Torah created these new kulas that certain subcategories of nezek have particular quirks, particular paturim associated with them. So that's a great question. Does it carry over to the Tolda or not? Once you see that there are different quirks in different places, it sort of becomes a reasonable question. Why? What's the question? Because I could have thought the Torah Machayash Akula is only by that particular category. Torah Machayash, that if you're bar, you have a patur of Kalim. Okay, if you're told of bar, maybe you don't fit the same thing. Maybe you don't have that patur. That's why it's conceivable that a tolda, we had a havamina, it's rejected. We had a havamina that a tolda can be more chamor than an av. That was the question that we spent so much time on that Beis Arvei, that Tosfos and Rashba grappled with. Karen, the Gemara said, oh, if Negih would only mean Karen to Lusha, then Karen Mechuberus would be Chayim Nezek Shalim. And with this we close. Remember, Tosfos and Rashba said, what else is going on here? Well, Mecha Tesi, where would I have learned the theme Nezek Shalim? Where would I have come from? I can't learn it from Shane, from Regal, from Eishma. Where would it come from? The Tosfos had Teretz, Rashba had Teretz. Brisker Rav says that the whole kasha is predicated on Tosfos style, Tosfos and Rashba style thinking, which is kasha. Because they're assuming that the chiyuv of every av is a separate chiyuv, a separate mechayim. The Tolda's chiyuv is derived from the av's chiyuv. But for the Rosh, once everything settles, there's one mechayim of nizkei mamon that's drawn from the aggregate of all of the avos. What derives from that is nizkei mamon archayim. Sometimes there'll be a patur. So we say, look, keren mechuberes is chayim because it's nizkei mamon. If the word negicha only meant keren telusha, so then keren mechuberes would not have that special patur of only paying chatzinet. Okay, so it would just be in the mix of nizkei mamon. That's the default. Nizkei mamon archayim as a chayim. If you have a particular twist, you apply that twist. But what the Gemara was grappling with over the course of the Tola Sankyos and Lavkyos and Sugya, he suggests, was when we say different subcategories have particular patrum associated with them by dint of Zeres HaKasev, are those just the categories, just the Av, or the Tolas too? It's a reasonable question to ask. As we've said, once you say there's this variation, there are these subcategories of their own particular things, such as Nezek Shan versus Chasin Nezek. And that's a key point that the Riff adds, that the Brisker Rav adds. Riff was just saying that, for example, Chazin is a desert, huh? It's a reasonable question. Was the problem the Chadesh, the Patur, talking by Eish, or even by Toltus Eish? I don't know. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, thinking it through, that it makes more sense to say that the Torah is Mechadesh. Those Patur by categories include each of and its total. Do you understand the Havamina of our Sugya? Do you understand the Maskarma of our Sugya? Tosis, Rajva, Rashi throughout don't accept the Russian notion, the Russian Riff and the Rambam's notion of the Tzvei Dinim, that fundamentally you're chayav across the board and their individual peturim, sort of like strawberries on top of a pie. Tosis and the Rajva, Rashi see as one, they're separate mechayim, each of its own mechayim, so we're going to work with regular Tzara Shabbos throughout Shas. But for the Riff, the Rambam, and the Rosh, the big Tzara Shava is all of this came out in Archaim. And then we need to figure out in particular cases, how do I categorize this for the purpose of the separate independent kulas that are superimposed over the generic global field. And that really ties the first five blocks together.